Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Nick Haig. He's the co-founder and head of growth at B2B International. He's an author and one of the top consumer experience influencers in the world. Nick, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Christopher. Good to be part of it.
Before we dive into what you do, I am always fascinated by the backstory where I saw that you graduated with a geology degree, and it brought up I used to work for American Express in New York and Wall Street. And the CEO at the time that was coming in when I was leaving, his name is Ken Chenault, and he majored in geology, or actually history. No. You know what? Colin Powell. I'm getting my thought leaders wrong that I'm comparing you with. So Colin Powell, one of the most esteemed generals in U.S. history, four-star general. He was a geology major, and then he ended up becoming a general. So I'm curious how you go from a geology major in university to becoming this expert in consumer experience as well as B2B.
Yeah, well, I suppose that, you know, life's journey is never a straight one, is it? And, I started off at school in my early years, and geology was a subject of one of my sports teachers was teaching. I engaged with him and therefore engaged with the subject matter. And I've always been interested in walking and hiking in the outdoors. And I connected with the subject and was quite good at it. So, you know, therefore, based in the UK from GCSEs, then on to A levels, then to degree, not really having a grand plan of where things would end up in life or what I wanted to do in life. But I think looking back now, you know, when I graduated, the only jobs that were going were on an oil rig in the North Sea, which wasn't that interesting to me. So I took the path of market research. But looking back, I think the subject of geology is all about understanding what's below us, you know, what makes up the world in terms of rocks, and piecing together this story of what's happened, you know, what's happened over the years, what's happening underneath our feet. And so it is with market research, that you're looking to piece different clues and different pieces of information that you're gathering in the marketplace to pull a story together to then, you know, deliver that back to your clients or to an audience. And so, you know, in a strangely, you know, dotted line, then there is a comparable nature to what I did back in those days. And I still, you know, still enjoy, you know, geology and still enjoy, you know, the outside as well.
Yeah, again, a lot of us sometimes when people ask, I don't really know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to write about. And so much of it is it's already laid out to you in your past, if you're able to look and see and dive deeper. In your case, literally, it's exploring. So I'm fascinated with the world of market research because there's so much to learn. And when did you have that excitement for research? Because you can learn so much and help so many people in business.
I've been very, very lucky, Christopher, in the fact that, you know, my father, he was a career market researcher. So there was conversations around the breakfast table around, you know, research. And
really?
I want to hear
a conversation from a breakfast table.
Well, you know, it was in a consumer and a B2B sense. So, you know, he was bringing back and testing new different products, chocolate products and things like that. And I thought that was excellent as a kid to dive into that. But I think when we started B2B International, then I knew some of the basics, but just every day is different. Every client is different in terms of, you know, the problems that they face and how we can face them, you know, wherever they might be in the world. And so that's what has kept it fresh over the 20 plus years, in the fact that, you know, we're there to make a difference as well. You know, everything that we do, it's delivering value to our clients because they're coming to us with a problem and we're trying to find out that information to help steer them, make a decision with confidence in one way or another. So not only is it interesting, and you very quickly need to get up to speed in lots of different sectors and markets, but equally it's rewarding because of the differences that you're making in the marketplace.
Let's talk about that, because I can only imagine when I worked at American Express, this is 20 years ago, they had quote unquote market research. But now in the digital world, it's just so fascinating how much data you can get and ultimately how much you can learn. So tell us about some of the cutting edge trends that you're aware of now.
Well, you're right. I mean, it is. The world has changed massively. In fact, B2B International, the company that I founded and still run. You know, we were formed at the same time, same year as Google was formed. You know, so what happened before Google? You know, and you know how things have changed over that time. And like you say, then you know, now we're drowning in data. You know, but I think sometimes you know they still need experts such as ourselves. So, you know, every company has got so much data that they're sitting on. Big data is you know, much talked about, but actually driving and understanding what that data is saying. Sometimes people can be myopic in the fact that they've got too much data and, you know, they're really looking for the insights in that. I think, you know, this, especially in the last, you know, 8 months, this whole year of 2020, digital transformation has taken on another meaning. And, you know, how people have had to pivot to this new digital world. But we've got to remember in business that it's still a human to human, you know, interaction. And you know, digital needs to play a part of that, of course, but understanding that as well. And I think so how it's evolved is, you know, we can use technology massively to enhance the you know, a digital experience that we might be delivering to a customer, the way that we actually gather data, but there's still that human element that's needed in there to actually draw sense of the data and also, you know, deliver those stories back to the clients themselves.
That's great. Now let's talk about this customer experience, because Warren Buffett's business partner, Charlie Munger, he's one of the most successful investors in the world. And he talked about how if you want to solve a problem, don't look at the problem looking forward. You look at like reverse engineering it. So if I were to say to you, instead of telling you, hey, what's the best consumer experience advice you'd give? I'd say, what's like the people thing that people think should most avoid, you know, from not to do in the consumer experience journey?
Well, I think, and actually, you know, consumer experience, my specialism is in the business to business customer experience part of it. You know, so over time, you know, over the years, I've worked for over 800 organizations, helping them with research to understand, you know, what that journey looks like that customers go on and how they can best engineer the ultimate experience, if you like. And In my latest book, you know, I talk of these six pillars that people need to look against, you know, in terms of commitment. It needs to be enthusiastic, of course, making the customer feel valued, but that needs to come from the top down. That's the number one pillar. Number two is fulfillment, understanding, of course, the customer needs, but delivering on those, meeting expectations. Number three is seamlessness. And this is a real problem for B2B companies, making life easier for the customer. They don't think of the customer half the time. They think about the bottom line and the profit that they're looking to make. And they set up organizations in silos for efficiencies of how, you know, to do things. So, you know, you've got your logistics division, your operations, your accounts division, procurement. And actually none of these sing together in terms of the customer. The final three pillars are responsiveness, you know, timely, responsive, delivery, resolution, if there is a problem. And tied to that, the fifth pillar is proactivity, anticipating customer needs and striving to resolve those. And finally, the sixth pillar is evolution, continually looking to improve the experience that you deliver. And I suppose to your question therefore, Chris, you know, what makes a bad experience is, well, it could be any of those, falling down at any of those particular pillars. But definitely what we do see is seamlessness is one that customers lack against, you know, making that life easier and also striving to resolve issues proactively. And in fact, you know, there's so much talked about in terms of customer experience. There's so much money spent, you know, in terms of software and solutions to try and sell into organizations. But what we see from our studies is that actually performance on these criteria is stagnant, if best, and sometimes declining. And so, you know, people aren't doing it correctly. And that's what our latest piece of research was looking to uncover.
Yeah. Now, the most fascinating thing about, well, at least from my perspective, you said many fascinating things, Nick, but really it's about the fact that the customer is a human being. And whatever we're doing in business, we have to remember, no matter how large or small a business is, it's run by a person which has feelings. And so I'm really fascinated at work, and I appreciate you being on our show today. How can our guests stay in touch with you, Nick, and learn from you?
Stay in touch, well, in the usual channels. I'm out there on LinkedIn. So Nick Hague, in fact, you know, you can find me out there, but equally I practice what we preach. So in terms of, you know, lots and lots of content on our corporate site, which is b2binternational.com. There's an insights hub there with lots of free to download webinars and papers. Then there's the B2B Insights podcast, where you know, I regularly speak to heads of industry, leading practitioners, similar to yourself, Christopher, where people can dive in and listen firsthand to people talking openly around, you know, challenges and how best to meet those in today's modern marketplace.
That's great, Nick. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.